The first political poll of the year shows the Prime Minister's popularity is dropping, but she's still well ahead of National's new leader. It's the first One News Kantar public poll since Chris Luxon took over from Judith Collins, and he's led the party to a bump in the polls. Tonight's results put Labour at 40%, down 1%, and National at 32%, up 4%. ACT at 11%, down 3%, and the Green Party's on 9%, no change there. The last poll was taken in November, and this one ran from Saturday through to last night. As for preferred Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern is on 35%, but that's down 4%, and Luxon is on 17%, up 13%. David Seymour is down 5% to 6%. Our political reporter Charlie Drever joins us now to help us crunch the numbers. Charlie, will National be happy with that? And is it all the Christopher Luxon factor?
Gerald and Lisa, absolutely. National will be pretty stoked with this, finally getting back up into the 30s region there at 32%. And in particular as well, Luxon as preferred Prime Minister has had a significant jump with 13 percentage points up to 17%, still significantly lower than Jacinda Ardern at 35%. But that's the lowest that her, that percentage has been in the preferred Prime Minister poll since that she's become Prime Minister. So that's pretty significant. I think it will be a relief to National that's, as we all know, has had a pretty turbulent time as of late. And I think a big part of this is that Chris Luxon so far hasn't made any major stumbles that we've perhaps seen with the likes of Todd Muller and Judith Collins, who was pretty divisive among party members. So I think it's just a matter of he's been a pretty steady ship so far.
So, Charlie, that's interesting. So do you think it's not a matter of Christopher Luxon doing a lot of things right? It's just that he hasn't done anything wrong?
Well, I think he's been pretty confident in the role. He's been pretty assertive and, he's gone in and said, this is what our plan's going to be now, has put a line under the sand in terms of infighting. But I do think a big part of that is that, National has really wanted a safe pair of hands, given that the ups and downs that they've had in the last few years. So, yeah, whether how much of that is, Christopher Luxon himself or a new leader, I think time will tell, basically.
So, as you point out, Jacinda Ardern there trending down in the preferred Prime Minister stakes and potentially her lowest since taking on the job. The date of the poll was from Saturday, I believe, from memory, so that includes us shifting into the red traffic light zone. How much of this do we think is COVID fatigue?
Well, I think everyone can safely say there's a bit of COVID fatigue among most people. This is the first poll that we've really seen since the Omicron outbreak, the first one, as you said before, of the year. So, yeah, it is a possibility that that could have weighed in on how people are feeling about the government, how people are feeling about Jacinda Ardern and the uncertainty, I guess, that we're all going to be feeling as those Omicron cases continue to tick up.
So David Seymour and the ACT Party has been the beneficiary of some pretty big mistakes on the part of National. So we see that David Seymour's preferred Prime Minister numbers are down quite significantly. So is this game on when it comes to the competition on the right side of politics?
I think the ACT Party would have been expecting this coming. We often see this with a rise with the National Party that is going to mean that ACT's going to take a hit. We saw the same with Greens when, Labour was lamenting in the polls. They took advantage of that. So I think it's kind of a given that this was going to happen if National was going to see a rise in the polls. What is interesting with that, though, is that it's still not enough for them to govern. This puts National at 41 seats. It puts ACT Party at 14. But Labour, with the help of the Green Party, could still comfortably form a government. So, whether there's any rivalry, I think they'll still want to work together.
Thanks, Charlie. That's political reporter Charlie Drever there.